Nerd alert. That time Bones wanted to know how the TARDIS worked. By Sophia Helix. Read by Sabine. Don't touch that, he squawked, bounding out of the hallway, his coat flapping behind. Why not? She asked, standing up from where she had been crouching. Can I hurt it? Why do they always want to touch things? He demanded of nobody in particular. 5 minutes alone and they're pulling levers and pushing buttons. I'm not pulling levers, she said. I'm pulling levers. He fixed her with a suspicious stare, one eyebrow raised above his glasses, sitting crookedly on his nose. Funny. You're a funny woman. Funny, funny, funny. Anyhow, she said, turning back to the controls, it doesn't look like I can break anything. I tried pulling off this panel, but it's stuck on there pretty tight. He leapt forward again, squeezing between her and the console. It's not supposed to come off. Is it soldered down or something? Looks like it would take a crane to open that thing. No, cranes. Good grief. Why? Is there something really cool inside? Is it bionic? You're always talking to that thing. Do Time Lords have some kind of mystical connection with computerized systems? Are you an android? Yes, he said, his back to the console and his arms spread protectively in front of it. You found me out. I'm a robot. She squinted at him with her own suspicious glare. Right. You know, I'd really like to get you into an MRI tube sometime. That sounds absolutely filthy. You have a filthy mind. Magnetic resonance imaging, she said, coldly and precisely. It's a scientific procedure. I thought you knew everything about science. After a brief stare down, he huffed an exasperated breath and turned back to the console. Don't touch. She shrugged and stepped down from the platform. You have to sleep sometime. Americans, he grumbled as she crossed to the hallway. She turned and caught him leaning over the controls, fondling the lever she'd pulled, with a loving expression on his face. And I've got the dirty mind, she said under her breath. The end.